Now, good morning and welcome. We go next to we'll be going very shortly to matters relating to sport, about Cork beating Kerry by 5-11 to 14 points in the McGrath Cup, a comprehensive defeat for our for the All-Ireland champions. And should we be surprised by this, or should we put it all in context? I mean, it is only the McGrath Cup, and many of Kerry's top players were not available last night for the game as well. So we're joined now on the line, I understand, by Tim. Tim, Happy New Year to you, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Tressa. How are you?
Okay, first of all, Tim, I'm going to ask you, it's probably a very stupid question, but for any GAA, maybe not non-experts such as myself, explain the McGrath Cup. It's not a very important competition. What exactly is it?
Well, it's important in name because of its dedication. But what it, I suppose, basically like the O'Byrne Cup in Leinster, what it is it's a prep for the National League. And what it does, it gives, I suppose, an opportunity to management to experiment with players that they can add to a league panel as they go forward and prepare for a championship. So all the, you know, the respective competitions around the different provinces, that's what it is. It's a feeder onto a league team that players can put up their hand. And so sometimes it's not all about winning it. It's about trying to find a few players that they can take on trips to up north from this side of the country, or into Connacht or Leinster if you're a Munster team. And that's what it is. And you know, the unfortunate, before we put it in context in a second, Tressa, but the unfortunate thing, you know, and they call themselves Kerry supporters, a few of them out there, but you know, I was looking at social media last night when I arrived home from Cork, and they were, you know, I suppose criticising players, management, and you know, are you really Kerry supporter if you criticise the performance last night? And a performance of this is a team that gave us so much joy, and you know, a panel of players last year, and they go out and they play a Cork team that have loads of work done, Tressa. They're probably training since last November, and they played a Kerry team. They were missing 12 of their All-Ireland starters last night. When that team lined out, I think it was Jason Foley, Tadhg Morley and Dermot O'Connor started the All-Ireland final. So we must put things in perspective. And then that team that Cork put out, and their panel of players and the subs that came on last night, that's as close as their championship team is. Now, when we've players like Shane Ryan, Graham O'Sullivan, Tom O'Sullivan, Bruno Bugley, Gavin White, David Moore, the Cliffords, Stephen O'Brien, Jack Barry didn't start, but he came on last night, Paul Daney, and I mentioned the two Cliffords. So that's the bulk of your team missing. And we must understand as well, Tressa, that these guys have been on the road a long time. These players that weren't available last night because they're involved in games the weekend with their respective clubs. This is a team that went on holiday in the start of December as well. So we have to put things in perspective. And you know, I think it's a good thing that happened last night, because we lost that game, and no, I didn't like the concession of goals, but it's a wake up call for players, and Jack will surely get inside those players' heads. Even amount of work to do, and this year is not about winning the McGrath Cup or winning the National League. It's about putting a team together again for the championship and add a few names to it. So I don't think there's any need for alarm bells in Kerry. It's just maybe it's striking because there was five. We probably conceded more goals than we did for the duration of 2022. But other than that, we must put things in context and be fair. And be fair to these guys as well. These guys give us a lot of enjoyment, Tressa.
Are you saying there's an element of Kerry people who would describe themselves as supporters, but when they go online, their comments and their criticism is way out of hand and deeply unfair.
Yeah, look, and we always say, look, 99.99% of our Kerry supporters are absolutely brilliant, but I would question people last night that have a go at Kerry, and that's very genuine. And I can be as biased as I want to be when I'm on Radio Kerry, when Kerry are playing in All-Ireland final, but you've got to be fair as well. These guys, if you trust that, the amount of work that's going to be done over the next couple of weeks by this team as they prepare for the league, and we're going to lose games in the league as well, but these guys, their life are are on hold, you know, and they're at an age where they should be enjoying life in their 20s, you know, from their early 20s to their late 20s. And you must put things in perspective. And you know, last night could be described as, you know, you pull out the lawnmower in the spring, and if it's coughing and spluttering because it's been rested for so long, as soon as you have that service, that lawnmower is ready to go again. The point I'm making there, you know, these guys were entitled over their last number of weeks and last number of months. And Jack O'Connor, this panel last night, he's only had two sessions with him, two training sessions. And when you think of the amount of guys, and Cork are in a different journey as well, Trasa. Cork have to finish either fifth or better to play in the All-Ireland Championship, because the rules have changed as far as qualifying to play in the All-Ireland Series, because they could end up playing in the Tailteann Cup. So Cork will have to hit the ground running, and they have to, I think they have Meath in the first round of the league, and they have to play Dublin as well. So their journey is totally different to Kerry. Last year everything was so compact, Jack, new management team coming in. We won games and put out a very strong team in last year's McGrath Cup. And this year, it wouldn't be as strong, the team we put out last night, you know.
But surely, Tim, though, and putting all that in context, and you've set it out so well that people should not be overreacting and need to put it in context. It's a big win for Cork, though, and surely it gives a big boost to the Rebels ahead of the league and championship.
Listen, Trasa, if you're a Cork person, if you beat Kerry at a game of marbles, it's a win for you psychologically. It is. It's a huge boost for Cork going forward. And I tell you, and Jack mentioned it in the post-match interview last night, that you know, he reckoned they'll rattle, as in should win or do well in Division 2. And that's where they are. They have a new management, or in addition to their management team, they have Kevin Walsh of Galway, and they have a number of players back in the likes of Keelan Sexton. That will actually strengthen Cork's cause, but we have to put things in perspective here. There are two different journeys here. Cork are building to get into the championship. That's what they have to do first, and plus to do really well in the league. So I think Kerry will approach the league in a different way. Obviously, Jack will have to get the right balance, get results and get performances and find players. So I wouldn't be worried at all. Like, this is a team, a few days ago we were playing out commentaries from the Dublin game and the All-Ireland final, and I think we should just be small, a little bit careful, and I, like I say, these are all just like you and me, Trasa. They're people mm-hmm. that are working, and we have to be a bit fair. But like I say, it's only a very small element, but it disappointed me last night when I was up on social media, players having a cut, or, and I wouldn't say players, but those trolling and keyboard warriors having a cut off players and management. And I suppose it's that old cliche or that old saying, eating bread soon forgotten. But last night, look, the big thing about this is Jack O'Connor, his management team, or his players won't even be thinking about what anybody is saying this morning. They know they have a work at hand to do, and they'll go straight at it.
We're running tight on time here, Tim. So two quick questions. First, did any of the debutants, any of the players for Kerry in general, make an impression on the night?
It was very hard to make an impression, because Cork played this you know, defensive brand of football and then attack at pace, so everyone was struggling collectively, and it was very hard to pick anyone out last night. And look, they have a game against Clare again on Sunday, Trasa, so we should see more from Kerry. And like I say, there's so many players missing, and there's no need for alarm bells. I'm going to put my, I suppose, neck and head on the line here. I think we'll be around in July when a lot of other teams won't be around at all, Trasa.
And finally, Tim, do you see much change in the Kerry lineup for the game against Clare on Sunday in Austin Stack Park?
Well, he may start guys that were started on the bench last night. I asked that question post-match, Trasa. Is there any additions to the panel? It's just that we know that Fosser in an All-Ireland semi-final on Saturday, likewise Ratmore, the players have gone from there, likewise Cairns or Ahalies, and we wish all those three teams the very best for the weekend. So he's playing with the players he has available, and you look, Trasa, come, and I think he probably mentioned it somewhere as well, the likes of David Clifford, we probably won't see David in a Kerry jersey until March. You know, this guy needs a break as well, and you know, player burnout, and he's gone since last year in the Sigerson Cup right through. Now he's involved with his club and the All-Ireland Series, so we may not, we won't see probably towards the last two or three rounds of the league our championship team, and that's what it's all about. It's looking at the big picture, Trasa, all of this, and like I say, there's no need for alarm bells. It was a good night from Cork. They've had some bad nights against us, and it was a good night from Cork, and we just go down and go at it again, and we'll be